Hello and welcome to the first episode of Driving Change, the podcast where I interview good people who do great things. I am your host, Lucy Philp, and today on the podcast we have the incredible Michaela Windsor, who is the Engagement Manager for OzHarvest in Queensland. So Michaela, welcome to the podcast. First, would you just be able to tell us a little bit more about your job as Engagement Manager for OzHarvest Queensland?
Yeah, so my role as Engagement Manager for the great state of Queensland sees me look after all of our beautiful partners right across the state. OzHarvest is a registered charity and we are philanthropically funded. So my role is, it has a fundraising component, but really it's about building and stewarding relationships with like-minded businesses that are interested in impact for people and for planet, and understanding how we can work together. We also want to make their people feel really good and connected to purpose. We want to share what we know in the world of sustainability so that their people can save food and save money and save the planet along the way. In terms of the day-to-day, every day is different, but it's essentially relationship building, understanding, and just being really upfront and honest with our partners about what we're hoping to achieve and what they're hoping to achieve, and finding commonalities. And then when we're doing the doing, you know, our trucks are on the road rescuing beautiful food, what can I capture in terms of storytelling and in terms of imagery that I can share? At OzHarvest, we're very conscious that we're working really, really hard to rescue perfectly delicious food that might otherwise go in the bin. And we're delivering it to charities completely free of charge. And that's having an amazing impact on communities that experience food insecurity. But there's so much more that we can do. There are still more people who need that food and financial support. But likewise, we know that food waste is the driver of climate change in terms of, you know, top of the list. So we have this immense responsibility to our beautiful planet we all call Earth home, to be able to reduce that food waste and to reduce that pressure on our climate. So yeah, a bit on, keeps us busy, but it's delicious, it's terrific.
You guys do such incredible work.
Thank you.
What sort of stories have you found that you've come across at OzHarvest that has really touched you?
I mean, any day of the week. So in terms of our organisational structure, we are deliberately very connected and very flat. So I'm working from home at the moment, but we're in constant contact with our drivers who are on the road rescuing and delivering that food in real time. And they do such a beautiful job of filtering that back to us. Any day of the week, there's something good that's happening. The opportunity to provide fresh food is an opportunity for humanity and for dignity. So during COVID, for example, we had a lot of people picking up the phone and calling us in the office. A lot of people were in need of food relief for the very first time. They'd been doing just fine. You know, they might have had good paying jobs, and then all of a sudden they didn't have good paying jobs but still had big mortgages, or it might have been casualized workforce in hospitality or tourism or international students, and they just didn't know where to go to access that support. So our phone was pretty well running off the hook, and it these are people who are having a really tough time, and they're approaching us with such humility, telling us about their story, telling us about what they had done to mitigate what they were experiencing. So I've cut back on this and I've cut back on that, and I've tried to eat vegetarian because I know that meat is expensive, and now I'm at the point where I haven't eaten in a couple of days, but I don't have food for my children, so I need some help. So these messages are pretty powerful to sit with and listen, and a lot of people would reach out with a high level of shame. But we just want people to know that there's no shame in finding yourself in a food insecure space, and COVID has reminded us of that. It was true before COVID, but COVID has reminded us of that. So the opportunity for us to connect them with a charity in their neighbourhood that we deliver to is really important. Opportunity for food relief, to give people the support that they need while they're having a tough time, and then to see them be able to make decisions for themselves and their families, and then for their circumstances to to improve, and then to see them reconnect with us in a volunteering capacity or a small financial donation capacity, that is just, that means the world to us. So yeah, any day of the week there's good things happening. Lucia, I mean, I could talk all day.
It seems like Oz Harvest has sort of like two main sort of sectors, where it's charity and looking after people who are struggling with not being able to access food. And then the other half is sort of like about sustainability and in that sort of sphere and helping the planet as well. Is that correct?
Many for us over the last 17 years, when our founder and CEO, Ronnie Khan, did her very first food rescue delivery, sustainability was not on her radar at all. So she ran high-end, beautiful, very expensive, very well-catered events in Sydney. And, you know, the beautiful people don't eat at these events. So there would always be so much food left over, and she would watch this food that her team had prepared and curated, and it would just go in the bin. And that was just what happened. But she watched and watched and watched, and one night she went, no, there's got to be a better way. So she packed it up into her car. She didn't know what she was doing. She's very open about this in her book, and when you hear her speak, she didn't know what she was doing, but she knew that there had to be a better way than just popping the food in the bin. So she took it to a shelter on her way home, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning sort of thing. And even to this day, if you see food rescue in action, once you've seen that, you can't unsee it, and there's certainly no going back. So we've been rescuing beautiful food and delivering it to charities, helping vulnerable communities 17 years. We've delivered 185 million meals across the country. As at today, we're supporting around about 1,500 charities, you know, from emergency spaces to domestic violence shelters to school breakfast programs and church groups and all sorts of different charities that are responding to their communities in a very dignified and nuanced way. But along the way, we started understanding what the impact of food rescue is. What is this food waste problem that we're seeing, but we're not really joining the dots? And then, well, how big is it? And what is it costing Australia? And now we're sitting with, well, what is food waste costing our planet? And the statistics have really gained traction over the last few years, which for us is just, we need this. Yes, please. We need to have this conversation. You know, we've got enough food being produced in Australia to feed 60 million people. We know that food waste is costing our economy billions upon billions of dollars. And we now know that food waste globally feeds climate change. So a lot of us are pretty good at offsetting our carbon emissions when we fly and recycling our soft plastics, and we're exploring plant-based diets, and we're catching the bus or riding a bicycle instead of taking our car. These are all really important things. We should not stop any of those things that we're doing. But when we have a look at the statistics, the most impactful action that we can take at home is to reduce our food waste. It's a powerful, powerful tool to combating climate change, and it's one that is going to improve your creativity, potentially improve your nutritional outcomes, and it's going to save you some money along the way. And you don't need any fancy gadgets or anything like that. You just need to have some considered thoughts and a little bit of a plan. So just 2 weeks ago, we released our food waste report, a landmark research report that we created with Monash University's Behaviour Works team over the last 2 years, looking at what are the most impactful ways that you can reduce food waste at home, and what are the barriers that are stopping us from having success. We did a lot of beautiful academic research, and then we went into people's homes and had conversations with them. And now we have our Use It Up campaign. So it's deliciously simple. We're inviting everybody. If you want to make a difference for climate change, if you want to save money, save food and save the planet, just use it up. And it, you know, it's sometimes these things can be very complex, but we're just telling people, you know what, once a week, cook a Use It Up meal. It could be a Use It Up fried rice, or a Use It Up curry, or a Use It Up bolognese, or something, you know, Use It Up omelet, and just use what you have in your fridge, in your freezer, in your pantry. Yeah.
That's such a great idea. And I really especially like the point that you're saying, you know, you're not asking for us to, you know, change our entire life, because I think sometimes sustainability, it's such an enormous topic. And even I, someone who's really interested in sustainability and try to be as sustainable as I can, I get overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And I feel guilty sometimes when I forget my Coles bags, you know, mm-hmm. and things like that. And climate change and sustainability are such overwhelming topics. And I think especially when a lot of businesses aren't doing the right thing, you go, well, I'm just one person. I'm trying to change my life as much as possible, but you get tired and you get disheartened. Mm. And so I do feel like Oz Harvest is just this little ray of sunshine, and you guys are even yellow, like your branding's even yellow.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really refreshing to have you guys telling us messages like that. You know, you don't have to change your entire life. If as long as you are aware and doing a little bit, it's enough. And I think that's just such a great message, because so many more people will be on board with it as well.
Mm. Alicia, I think you bring up a couple of really interesting points there. I mean, the first is that perfection doesn't exist. So we're not going in for any of that. We're not interested in must. No. Mm-mm. Everybody's sustainability journey is going to look different based on their lifestyle, based on their resources, based on what's going to fit in around work, study, kids, family responsibilities, etc. The other thing you brought up there is Oz Harvest is very committed to bringing a message of hope and action. You know, there's a lot of really scary stuff out there that we see in the news, and you know, it is true and it is scary and it is overwhelming, and definitely give yourself space to sit with that. But at the same time, there is hope. There are some really clever organizations for purpose, for profit, and everything in between doing some really interesting things. And we love engaging with those businesses at Oz Harvest and, you know, giving them a little shout out when we can. But also, you know, businesses are listening. So sometimes, you know, I'll talk to groups and I'll say, oh, but big business, you know, they're such big polluters, they're such this, you know, how could it possibly matter, you know, when there's this big business that's doing X, Y, Z? Well, your actions, your decisions are always going to matter, because if you're making changes and your friends and your circle of influence are making changes, that spreads and that ripples out. And likewise, if you're sending a message to businesses through the money that you spend and the feedback that you share, they absolutely are listening. You know, this is a great opportunity for businesses to establish themselves in a competitive landscape and say something and mean it and then back it up with action. And if they have the support of their customer base, that's going to be a whole lot easier for them to, you know, be kept to their promises and to their representations. But also, you know, it's good business sense. We're really approaching that point where certainly, you know, for me and for a lot of my friends who are, you know, around the same sort of age, and I look for, you know, people that are younger than me, they're saying these things as well, is we work really hard. We want to spend our money with businesses that have values that align with ours. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you are absolutely sending messages every day with the things that you do and the money that you spend and the comments that you share and the social media that you interact with and all of those things.
It's so true. And I do feel like I have felt a shift. And I think especially just with the newer generations coming through as well, I think you're so right that people do value sustainability in businesses now. And it is really nice to see that that's becoming a sort of really big point of difference, but also a really important one that people will pay attention to. So
yeah, I had a really interesting conversation with my nan last week, and she's 87, and you know, for the longest time she was very concerned about, will my grandchildren be able to have the economic successes that I have had? Will they have jobs and houses and, you know, those sorts of traditional success factors? And I was talking to her last week, and you know, for the longest time I've said, but Nan, you know, we're really interested in climate, we're interested in sustainability, we're interested in policies and governments and businesses that will support us being able to continue to survive as a species, because you know, the earth will be fine, it's us humans that maybe are in a spot of bother based on climate change. And yeah, just last week she started saying, okay, I understand. Like, see, Nan gets it. It just takes time and love and hope and consistency and compassion. And yeah, we just want to bring everyone along on the journey.
Oh, I love that. Okay, well, I think that's probably all of the time that we have. Thank you so much for chatting to me. I really, really enjoyed that, and you've given me so much to think about. So thank you so much.
Oh, my absolute pleasure, Lucy. Thank you for choosing us.
If you would like to know more about OzHarvest, please visit the website on www.ozharvestaustralia.org or follow OzHarvest on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn.